All right, same as last time, guys. We are transcribing this, so if you ask questions, please direct it to one player at a time or coach, and then we will try to turn it around. I think last time was 20 minutes, so we want to get those quick to you guys. And then tonight, we do have hospitality upstairs, 3004. All right, welcome. Texas offense press conference. If I could introduce co-offensive coordinator Major Applewhite, and he'll introduce his players and give some opening statements.
Okay. Obviously, starting from the left all the way down, Mason Walters plays guard for us. Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver, Jonathan Gray, running back, and Malcolm Brown, running back. All four have done a great job for us this year, and all are healthy and ready to roll.
Okay. Anything about the preparation so far, Coach?
Yeah, we've had great preparation since we got through with the season. The guys got done with finals. They did some conditioning on their own, did some conditioning with the strength coaches. When we got off the road, we made the changes. When Brian took the job at Arkansas State, tried to hit the ground running as best we could. We've kind of reconfigured our staff. Blair Peterson, a grad assistant, is helping with the running backs now. He's very in tune to the offense. He's been in the offense for a couple of years, so he's been able to help us in that area. I think the guys have taken to the changes, have done a great job with it. They've given great effort. And, you know, just like any other bowl practice, early on, you start to practice the younger guys, try to develop some depth. And as you draw closer to the game, you start to get more game focused. But it's a chance for you as a program to steal some reps for the younger guys and get those guys ready for down the line in spring practices.
Question for Major, just talk about your role now as the play caller. What, if anything, is going to be different about the offense for this game and possibly in the future?
Well, you know, I think the guys, for the most part, did a great job all season on offense. And I think we've got a good system in place that we want to keep in place. Obviously, just like any other offense, you'll make some changes in the off season. And those were things that Brian and Daryl and I had already talked about, Coach Searles as well. Things that we wanted to look at in the spring. So we'll obviously make the minor changes that you make to an offense on, you know, a normal annual basis. But in terms of just calling plays, that's the only difference in my job responsibility is just calling plays. And I've always felt like even as a player, this game's about players. Put in the best guys' hands and let them make plays. And I think sometimes we overthink it a little bit as coaches, so I'm excited to watch these guys go play.
Jonathan, Oregon State's had a pretty good run defense all year. Talk a little bit about what you see on film and what you expect on Saturday.
They're pretty big up front. You know, they got two good DNs. Linebackers play fast, and they're big, and they got a good secondary. So as far as the running game, we just plan to go on with what Major calls and, you know, execute plays and, you know, try to find a hole in their defense to get the running game going.
It's a surname. He's allowed to call me Major.
Mason, you obviously don't bring a ton of momentum into this game. Are you afraid the fans are concerned that maybe y'all don't want to be here because it's not a BCS bowl and you didn't finish strong?
Well, if they're concerned that we don't want to be here, that's definitely not the case. We're excited for the opportunity to go out and play. Oregon State's a great opponent and present a lot of challenges that we're excited to go up and play against. As far as momentum, there's so much of a break between times of playing since the K-State game and going into this game. You're really going to have to make your own edge, just like in any game, maybe after a bye week. So, but with the focus and intensity we've had in practice up to this point, bowl week, there's no need for concern.
Malcolm, coming home this week, finishing up what maybe have been might have been a frustrating season for you. Can you kind of go over what the season was like? I know you had high hopes, and then another injury kind of derailed you for a while. Just your season in summary.
Things happen. Really, that's just what the case is. You know, it was unfortunate that I had my injuries these past 2 years and everything like that. But I mean, things happen, and that's just really the game of football. So, I mean, there's no really long explanation for it. It's just a game of football, and things happen.
Malcolm, we had a Facebook question about talk about coming home, though, playing in San Antonio in a home crowd. What's your feeling coming into the game?
Oh, it's exciting. I have a lot of family coming, a lot of family that got tickets on their own, so I didn't have to go search for tickets and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be real exciting for me. And I've played in the Alamo Dome a couple times, and it's always a really fun atmosphere. So I'm excited to play.
Mason, I guess this question is for Major and David. Just talk about, Major, you're now the quarterback's coach. Talk about what you've wanted to kind of get across to David, maybe to, you know, unlock him for this game. And David, just talk about how the preparation's gone with Major now as your quarterback's coach.
Well, going into the situation, not having coached the quarterback the whole season until the final game, the last thing I want to do is make a lot of changes. I don't want to change a lot of the ways that he's been coached. I think he's done a great job this year. Has there been a game or two that he wants back? Absolutely. That's usually the case for most players. But I think he's played really well this year. He's improved from last season. I look at some of the mistakes he made as a true freshman, and then now he's doing as a true sophomore. Big wins on the road in Oxford, big wins on the road in Stillwater. And he's done some great things for our football team and made some great plays in the clutch situation. So the last thing I want to do is scratch the hard drive and try to change a lot of things that he's really been ingrained in him over the last 2 years. He's done a great job. You know, we'll talk more about that kind of stuff in the spring and where we want to go with the position, how we want to grow. But for the meantime, I've been trying to keep him in the same concepts and what we've been doing offensively in the throw game and in the run game.
I guess I've had a coaching change this year now, and having Coach Applewhite coach me for the last couple weeks, I've enjoyed it a lot. I feel like I've learned so much, and I just look forward to continuing that.
Major, could you talk a little bit about your offensive play calling philosophies, just overriding things that you'd like to get done in that regard, and are they different from what Brian had?
No, I think it's one of those situations where you're probably a lot more alike than you are different. I think people sometimes want to paint you white and black, and I think we're a lot more the same than we are different. Number one, we want to maintain possession of the ball. We want to end all drives with a kick. We want to punt, get a field goal, or kick an extra point. That's our primary goal, is to protect the football, number one. Number two is we want to get the ball into playmakers' hands, the guys that can make plays, that are explosive players. When you look at it from a defensive standpoint, that's one of the first things they try to point out is they turn on that tape and they see who's making the explosive plays and how can we slow them down. And then outside of that, you want to have a scheme that allows you to take care of the ball, put it in the best player's hands, but has a larger margin for error, so to speak. You don't want to be in such a system that you're pigeonholed and you've got to be perfect all the time. So in terms of play calling, we want to be balanced. Of course, we'd love to be 50-50 at the end of the night, but our definition of balance is being able to win the game both ways. If we need to throw the ball for 400 yards against Ole Miss to beat them, then that's what we need to do. If we need to run the ball for 400 yards against Texas Tech in 2011, then that's what we need to do. So our definition of balance is being able to win the game both ways.
Major, you've seen teams come out flat or uninspired for not just regular season games, but even bowl games. As a player and a coach, did you ever see those things coming? And is there anything staffs can do to prevent it when they do see it?
I think it's an individual game, you know, quite honestly. I don't think teams are flat. I think players are flat. I think you have individuals that don't get themselves focused and ready to play, and then maybe you have a collection of four or five of them, and they make two mistakes apiece, and that's 10 snaps that you've wasted out there on game day. In terms of, you know, as a coach, you're always leery of that. You read of that. You hear of that. What we try to do is make sure we vary up the schedule enough, change enough of what we're doing to keep their minds interested in the day-to-day X's and O's of it, change the schedule up. These guys have also, you know, the last two games haven't played the way they wanted to play. So they're there's a little bit of an edge about them, so they're ready to go out and play and prove themselves. And then ultimately, if you're a competitor, it doesn't matter when you're playing, where you're playing, who you're playing, you love to play the game of football. And that's what we're trying to bring out of more guys in these bowl practices, find who loves football, who doesn't, and play with the motivated ones.